Please remember this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another Wild in Bed, your Sunday night destination for salacious stories, sexy excerpts, and filthy fun. Just what you need every night, not just Sunday. And just to remind you, I know you already know, but if you would like to enjoy even more intense pleasure and deeper satisfaction, then you can come and see me at wilddesires.com and download your own free full-length experiential erotic story. Now you know, and I know, that this podcast episode is best experienced laying on your bed with your earbuds in. So when you're ready to surrender to the pleasure, you can go ahead and lay back on your bed. Loosen any clothing. Well, you know, just in case. Close your eyes. This is your time. Your time to relax. Your time for sensual pleasure. For the next 20 or 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. Now, to get you in the mood for tonight's paranormal erotic romance, Bear It All, by Erzabeth Bishop and Gina Kincaid, I'm going to read you a little bit from the blurb. You just close your eyes there. Lay back. The perfect shade of lipstick can lead to the perfect opportunity for sin. When Chihuahua shifter Sam Nolan gets invited to go on a night out of town with her two best friends, she isn't prepared for the evening that awaits her. Hungry, overworked, and no stranger to really bad dates, she arrived at a mass party at an art museum in time to meet debonair artist William Chandler and try out a new app for shifters. One look from his luminous green eyes, and Sam knows this will be a night to remember. An app made for shifters on the hunt for love can work the most amazing magic. Bear shifter William Chandler will rather be in his studio taking pictures than showing his art. When he spies a sexy shifter standing in front of one of his pieces, his entire world snaps into focus. But when an unruly reviewer threatens to ruin their evening, he gets a whole lot more than he bargained for. William is about to discover some of the best things in life come in small packages with attitude to match. I hope you can feel those sensations beginning to move now. And when you're ready, just relax back and let my words drift over you. Nowhere to be, nothing to do. This is your time for pleasure. So just relax and surrender to the story. Bear It All, Chapter 7, by Erzabeth Bishop and Gina Kincaid. The place was amazing. Sam's naughty tendencies distracted. She admired the view. He'd asked her a question. Food, yes. But suddenly all she could think about was the very appealing shifter in her vicinity. Whatever he was, he had her senses reeling. Sure, she grinned. I'll take a steak or a burger. Please. No, seriously, whatever you have. Sam blinked her eyes prettily and shushed into the room, letting him watch her as she swung her hips and let the magic of the dress do its thing. He would either stare at her blankly or get the undercurrent. And she really, really hoped he was good at body language, because anything else would be too humiliating for words. She held her breath, waiting to see which it would be. It didn't matter, really. He was hot, and the warmth spreading across her body was slowly taking over. His eyes crinkled at the edges. I thought you might be a carnivorous kind of girl. He smiled and wandered into the kitchen. He paused to take off his jacket, laying it down on a small table. Then he rolled up his sleeves. She smiled, saying nothing. Here, why don't you have a seat? He pointed to the bar stools that lined an opening between the studio and the kitchen. Handy in case he wanted a snack, she supposed. Thanks. Sam eased herself down on one of the stools and let her feet dangle off the edge. Watching him in the kitchen was just plain sexy. The crisp white dress shirt moved over muscles that were taut and firm. William pulled a couple of salad plates out of a cabinet. He placed a few pieces of sliced steak on them from a small container he took from the fridge. Then he plated some aged cheddar cubes and some grapes. He fixed a portion for each of them, taking one and sliding hers across the counter to her. Cold steak, not heated, just chilled from the fridge, like she made at home. Her gaze flew to his. I didn't have much of a chance to eat before the show either. He popped a slice of steak into his mouth, and she caught the light that glowed from his eyes as he chewed. He watched her, waiting. So you have a special diet too? She asked as she picked up a slice of her own. She slid the slice of beef between her lips and groaned as the tender meat hit her senses. Now that was good steak. Prime, melt in your mouth like freaking butter. Indeed I do. His gaze met hers, a slight iridescence indicating his excitement. She was pretty sure hers were doing the same thing. It was one of the reasons she didn't go out very often. Not too easy to explain to a date that your eyes glowed when you got overly excited during dinner. It was also a real damper on sex. His eyes narrowed. I sensed you in the gallery. Your, what is the word? Sameness. The thrill of awareness rolled through her, and she nodded, swallowing the bite of cheese. I did too. At first I thought I was just imagining it. Sam stared down at her plate for a moment, smoothing her lips into a half smile. Having our condition has its challenges. It's not like what people think. We still eat meat like anyone else. We just prefer it a little rarer. And a lot more of it. That's all. She popped another piece of meat into her mouth and enjoyed the texture of the beef on her tongue. Nirvana. So true, he chuckled, eating his last piece and sliding the plate off the counter and into the sink. That should do me until dinner, later. How about you? Sam nodded, feeling much better as she polished off the rest of her fruit, cheese and meat. Absolutely. So you're a writer? Guilty, she blushed. Mostly steamy romance. He grabbed two glasses from the drainer and poured some water into both, sliding one across the counter toward her. Where'd you get your inspiration for your books? A little bit here, a little bit there. She took a sip. Thanks. Sure, I get that. William came out of the kitchen and leaned against the wall facing her. "So, is there a boyfriend in the picture?" "No," Sam grimaced. "There was a husband, but he preferred his dog over the new and improved me, so no. It's just me, my smutty novels, and a night out with the girls once in a while."
"Sounds adventurous."
"It is," she winked at him. "You never know what kind of guy you're going to meet at a show like this. I mean, some guys are just creepers."
"Really?"
He drew close, and a quirky smile tugged at the corners of his mouth.
"So you're an expert on creepers, then?"
"Unfortunately."
"Now that's a shame."
Sam laughed. "It is. But kissing frogs and fighting off serial killer assholes, sometimes the dice just rolls sideways."
"Is that how you became a shifter?"
His voice trailed off, but his gaze was riveted on hers. "No, unfortunate evening trash incident. You?"
He pursed his lips and his eyes seemed to unfocus for a moment.
"No. My family has always been shifter. Not that they exactly approve of my chosen line of work. Can I ask, what are you?"
Sam nibbled her lip, then stopped when she realized her lipstick was going to get all over her face.
"Bear, you?"
"Chihuahua."
"Really?" He laughed, his eyes twinkling with merriment. "You got bit by a fractious chihuahua?"
Sam snorted. "It's really not that surprising. Ask any vet, they'll tell you. Vicious little shits, most of them."
Her inner snickerdoodle turned around and showed Sam her backside.
"Just offended my mini-me."
"I'll bet. They do have a voice, don't they?"
Nodding, she agreed. "I didn't realize how alone I was. Until she came along. Now I couldn't live without her."
Warmth beamed out from within, and a little pink nose peeked over from an apricot little shoulder. She was forgiven.
"How'd you manage it? I mean, I never ate a lot, but now?"
Her thought trailed off, and she threw up her hands. "I left home when I was pretty young. But there are meat markets and places to run here, if you know where to look." Laughter bubbled up from deep inside.
"God, I can just imagine the look on the cashier's face. I'll have a whole cow, please."
She took another drink of water and grinned at him, the image of William in the store with a trillion meat packages in his cart, rolling down the aisle, staying with her.
"Yeah, it was kind of like that."
"What did you notice first?" She was curious.
"I mean, when you were growing up?"
"My eyes."
"How so?"
"When you get hungry or excited, they glow."
"Yeah," she thought bitterly.
"Hubby didn't like that one bit."
"How about you?"
"My skin was drier. I think I might have bought out the lotion section at the grocery store."
"That's funny."
"Says you. But for a girl, we have our beauty that must be maintained." She made an exaggerated fluffing motion to her hair and gave him a toothy smile. She couldn't tell him the other thing that had changed. Libido wasn't exactly a topic for this conversation. His eyes met hers warmly.
"Now, how about that tour?"
"Sure." She hopped down from the stool and stared out into the vast studio. It was filled with naughty furniture, and liquid warmth reawakened within her lower body.
"What would you like to see first?"
William's gaze resumed its fiery trail down her body.
"How about the spanking bench?" she smiled, letting him lead the way. Yes, she knew her bondage gear. Spend enough time online and you can research anything. He led her to it. And she leaned forward onto the padded seat, deliberately giving him a stellar view of her backside. Amy was right about the dress. It was perfect. Is this right? She feigned ignorance, waggling her ass in the air. He moved behind her, and as she arched her back in a provocative pose, he sucked in his breath. Yes, I say that's just about perfect. He pressed his erection against her ass, grinding it against her. Sam moaned deep in her throat, sure that this had to be some kind of dream. Moisture pooled in her core and hunger clawed at her insides. A low, keening whine escaped her lips, and she froze. Bad Chihuahua. He spun her around and kissed her, his breath falling short as he took in the light glow of her eyes. Exactly. He coaxed her mouth open, sliding his tongue against hers, urging her to respond. She accepted the challenge, savoring his mouth. His scent was earthy, and his essence made her want to devour him. He broke the kiss and leaned back, his gaze meeting hers. God, my palm itches to spank you. Reaching for an errant curl that had fallen across her face. You are intoxicating. Her apricot beast was rioting underneath her skin. Mate, ours, now. Was she right? Sam sucked in a shuddering breath, more than willing to find out. She grasped his hand and placed it on her breast. She turned in his arms and pushed her ass alongside the erection straining against his trousers. She imagined it inside her, pressing in even closer. I want you, she breathed. Well then, there is just one little thing we need to remedy. William's voice was low as he ran his hand in a light trail down her spine. Really? What's that? Sam shivered as his hand traced lines down her body. The dress, it has to go. She lifted her arm and his hand found the zipper as he slowly moved it down. The dress loosened and he pulled it over her head. Clad in the thong, lacy-topped black thigh highs and shiny black stilettos, the chill of the room had fine goosebumps erupting all over her skin. Her nipples pebbled with the delicious blend of cold and desire, and maybe just a little fear. This man could do anything to her. And who was to say the woman in his pictures upstairs was even alive? The danger sped up her heart and made her juices flow. He eased her down onto the bench, forcing her knees apart with his knee. Her flesh trembled with the urge to experience his palm against her. Erotic discipline was something she had done hours and hours of research on, and her more recent forays to adventures to observe and take instructional lessons had turned into a near obsession. Do you need something from me? His voice whispered promises along her skin, the heat of his words working her harder than the anticipation of having him bind her to the bench. Tell me now.
Spank me, please, sir.
You were late getting to the show, weren't you, Sam?
She nodded, her face flushed. Yes, sir.
Your safe word will be lipstick. Is that understood? She had to stifle a smile.
Yes, sir.
Now hold still. You were very naughty. His hand connected with the bare flesh of her bottom and she yelped,
It hurt. Ow! Tears gathered in the corner of her eyes, but despite the pain, or perhaps because of it, she was growing even more turned on, the pain zinging between her thighs. Thwack! Thwack! He connected with the other ass cheek. Lovely. A nice shade of pink on you. Let's try for a tad darker, shall we? Thwack! Thwack! His hand popped off two more in rapid succession, warming her already stinging buttocks. A small whimper erupted from her lips and shifted into a throaty moan. God, she wanted him. The sound of William's zipper coming down sent another flood of liquid into her pussy as his erection slid against the crack of her ass. His flesh was hot and smooth, sending a ripple of lust through her strong enough that she shivered. I'm going to fuck you, he breathed into her hair, letting his body cover hers. He was still fully clothed, and somehow that made it even sexier. Please, Sam begged, fluid from her engorged slit slicking her thighs. He pulled at her thong. I hope this wasn't too expensive. She heard the rustle of cloth. There was a sound of him sliding something out of his pocket, and then a cold, sharp sensation of metal ran along her shivering flesh. I don't like anything in the way of something I want. Oh, God. Hold still. He slid the knife against her bare skin and pulled up, severing the thin string and back that made up the thong. The torture device fell away and she breathed a sigh of relief. Not a serial killer, at least so far. Thank you. Sam smiled, leaning into his body once again. Leave the shoes and stockings on. She nodded. Yes, sir. The knife disappeared from her view and she heard it click shut. His hands gripped her hips. I hope you don't mind the abruptness of this. His hands moved underneath her body, caressing her breasts and lightly pinching her nipples, causing her to gasp. Not at all, Sam panted. I haven't been with another shifter in so long, I can't even remember. His fingers ran down the tautness of her stomach and circled upward to grasp her hips and the roundness of her ass. I'm so glad I found you. The way he said shifter made her earlier irritation with the word fly out the window. His erection paused just outside of her entrance, and she moved against him, impaling herself on his rigid cock. He moaned, allowing her to settle a moment before he slowly began to move. Harder, she demanded. I'm not going to break. He chuckled, as the lady wishes. Her body was thrown into a vortex of sensation as he thrust into her balls deep. He stretched and filled her with rock-hard, warm flesh. Over and over he plunged, his stamina never wavering. Her body craved his touch. Every stroke of his cock sent tingles through her, and she melted into a pool of erotic bliss. Hold on. He fucked her harder, balls slapping against her ass. He reached underneath, thumbing her erect clit, sending a flood of electricity skittering along her skin. Ah! She howled as the polar rush of her orgasm sent hot and cold flashes through her body. He rocked inside of her, his hand stroking the side of her face. She clamped down on it with her teeth, riding his cock until the last of the spasms left her body. She slumped against the bench, pausing for breath, releasing his hand. You marked me, he said with wonder. You did, she mumbled something so incoherent and tried to snuggle back against his warmth. It couldn't be over yet. It just couldn't. I'm not done with you yet. He pulled out and urged her to her feet. He spun her around. meeting her lips for a bruising kiss that had her burning for him again. His eyes glowed, hungry for her flesh. "When I lift you, spread those legs wide." His lips forced her mouth open, engaging her tongue in a dance that left her breathless. Sam kissed him back, gripping his cock in her hand. He was magnificent. She trembled at the determined expression on his face and let go of him as his hands closed over her hips. "Now." She spread her legs and wrapped them around his hips as his hot flesh entered her dripping core, sending him tremors through her body. Throbbing a little bit more than they were earlier. "Now, if you want to enjoy more shape-shifting delights, you can just go ahead and follow the links in this episode's notes. And there's also the option to sign up for a free story at Elizabeth Bishop's website. So do make sure you check that out. Now, over the next week, I will be doing a bonus episode. I'm not going to tell you when, no. It's going to be a surprise. But for a short time, and only for a short time, as it is a premium product, I will be putting one of my full-length experiential erotic stories on the podcast, just for you to listen to. But it's my surprise when. And so if you've not already, you may want to go ahead and subscribe now, just so you don't miss it. And next Sunday, you can join me in bed again for another filthy story. But until then, this is Devlin Wild, and always with your pleasure in mind, wishing you salacious dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.